Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
On Hot 96.9.
Yesterday we told you about how Patrick Mahomes, Leroy reported this in the sports, how he bought into. He's being smart with his money. He bought, he gets the biggest contract in NFL history. The dude is 23, 20, how old is he? He got to be 23, 24, oh. Something like that, right? And he bought into the Kansas City Royals. Like, he bought a baseball team.
Good for him.
He owns a baseball team. Like, that's a level of... There are just some things financially that are so out of your realm of possibility that it's hard to comprehend. That's like one of those things being like, oh, yeah, I'm part owner of the Red Sox or the Patriots or whatever. But it made me think about like, and everyone was like this, when you were younger, you, hey, listen, if owning a baseball team was something that you were comfortable with, I wish you were my friend, but most of us, when we were younger, you would see certain things at other people's houses, and you'd be like, "Oh, damn, they're rich," and it wasn't
they
like,
rich.
And it wasn't like owning a baseball team. It was more like, right. Well, let me give you an example of mine. If I saw somebody who had a garage. I was like, yo, these mother got money. They got a house for their car. Like
a house for their car.
That's what I was thinking about it. Because I'd be like, hold on a second. So when it snows, like you just put the car in there and you don't got to clean it off or anything. And don't even get me started because then like there was levels. There was having the garage. And if the garage was actually attached to the house. Where you
And you never had to go outside.
Like you just walk. Like it was another room of the house. You open a door and you're there to where your car is. I was like, damn. Damn, you made it. So there was that one and another one that was stupid. This one was so stupid. And I don't, honestly, I don't know why. But whenever I went to somebody's house, a friend's house, and they had a sliding glass door, I automatically was like, wow, you got like somewhere nice to go because you open up that glass door, it leads somewhere, you know what I'm saying? So I used to always be like, woo, you got some money. Wow. What was yours, Pevs?
I thought this was the coolest thing, and you were absolutely rich to me if you had an ice maker in the door you pushed the cup in and they fell, ice cubes fell out.
Well, that means you had two doors in your fridge, which is another level, you know? Right?
Never mind crushed ice, too, not just the cubes.
Where you could pick which ice you wanted.
Yep.
Your fridge gives you one. How does it do that? What do you got there, Melissa?
It was funny because I listened. Michelle Obama just released her podcast yesterday. And after listening to it, she actually said this. And I was like, oh, my God, I totally thought that, too. She said when she was younger, when she was at someone's house and they had stairs, stairs what? That led to a second floor. She knew those people were rich. And I was like, you know what? So did I. Because when I grew up, we lived in like an apartment at first.
Yeah.
And when I saw people that
there's
actually had
there?
Stairs to go up to another floor, I was like,
well,
wow.
We're moving on now.
Yes. Yeah,
we got more up there. Where are you calling me from? Who just called my name from the ceiling?
So funny, man.
Oh, Leroy, what do you got?
You know I got a list. A finished basement. I thought if someone had a finished basement, man. They were rich. A lawnmower. If you had to sit and drive to cut your grass, I was like, oh, they got money.
Period.
Yes. Surround sound. Surround sound, I was like, man, they done made it. And then the last one, if they had a bar.
A bar.
If you went there and they had a bar, I don't care how big, how little it was, but if they had to go behind, they poured them a little something, I was like, they came.
Two bottles on a TV tray.
I was
going
to say, I grew up around a bunch of poor people, but somehow they all still managed to have bars in their house. I don't know what that says about them, but 833-973-0969. 833-973-0969. You thought somebody was rich when they had what? Hello?
A pool.
A pool, yeah.
Yes. Definitely.
Does it matter if it was above ground or in ground?
even the above ground ones. I'm like, yep, they got money.
Hell yeah.
I feel like that still exists today.
I was going to say, to this day, if I see above ground, I go, okay, they're good. If I see in ground, yeah. I go, damn, you made it.
Yeah.
Thank you, madam.
Exactly.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi.
What made you think somebody was rich?
When people had a dog.
Oh my God.
Hey, that's pets good. Are expensive.
Yeah, that's a good one.
No, when I was little, my mom used to tell me I couldn't have a dog because that was for rich people, and that was just ingrained in my head.
That's good. Thank you, madam. Chris, what's yours?
What up? Everybody that had new video games back in the day was rich to me. So ColecoVision, the first time I seen somebody with ColecoVision on top of their TV,
like the newest system. You're like,
right,
damn.
Right. I was like, wow, ColecoVision. These motherfuckers are rich.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.